Welcome guys to Hello Dysfunction, episode 350. I'm your host, the amazing host, Potterfria. This is the amazing guest, Jamie.
I'm back.
She's back. Thank you so much for coming back. I was just telling her, I watched the episodes and I laughed like I wasn't here, like I wasn't part of it. And I'm excited to do it again. So
I feel like once I start talking and I get going, don't stop.
Yeah, I know.
I don't stop. It's so fun.
It's always been that way. So you're an excellent guest to have.
Thank you for having me back.
What's been going on? How's life?
Life's been good.
How's work?
Work is good.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like generally I don't like to work, but if I had to, I'm grateful I have this job.
You have a great job.
I do.
You have a big girl job. I'm very proud of you.
It's one of the more fun ones.
Yeah.
So, work's been really good. My baby's been really good. The dog situation has settled itself out.
Do you want to, I mean, now you kind of got to update about Midnight. What was his name?
His name was Storm.
Storm. And I keep calling him fucking Midnight.
That was a cute name. I wish I would have thought about that. I did end up putting him down in February. And it was sad as fuck, but...
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Midnight. But he was a fucking asshole. And he was dangerous.
You tried.
I tried.
You did every step that a parent could.
Yeah. And I was looking back at our pictures, like the pictures I had of him, and I didn't realize that I got him when he was 4 months, and he got really, like, aggressive and reactive around, like, 7 months.
I was going
to
say,
like, what the fuck was I supposed to do?
Yeah, immediately.
At 7 months old, he was already trying to bite people and shit, so.
And, like, 100 pounds.
Yeah, he was, like, 75, 80 pounds at that point. So I did put him down in February, and it was, like, really sad because I had to, like, sit there and, like, see it.
Why did you have to do that?
Because I didn't want to leave him by himself.
Oh, you chose to do that.
Yeah,
okay,
you didn't have to,
yeah.
But I didn't want to leave him by himself. So
yeah,
that was really rough. And, you know, TBH, things have been a lot easier since then.
Yeah, but, I know.
Yeah, so.
It's unfortunate, but it had to be done, you know?
It had to be
done. Didn't you have another incident? I mean, I don't know if you can talk about that.
He never bit anybody. He almost bit me. So, like, he had started getting really tired of me, like, correcting him and, like, pulling on him and shit. And, like, one time, because he would be cool sometimes when he's seen other dogs. Like, he would look and then turn his head. But if a dog barked at him, he'd be like, for real?
Yeah.
Like, I'll eat you.
Yeah.
And then he would try to, like, eat them. So one of the times I was correcting him, and I think he just got tired of it. Because it was like, bitch, you're correcting me 40 times on the walks. And he, like, turned around, and I got hella scared. I thought he was going to bite me. And I was like, oh.
Did he snap at you?
He, like...
Or he gave
he
you
was,
look.
Like, snapping around, like, in front. And then when I corrected him, he, like, turned around and, like, jumped on me a little bit, which he's done before. But it was, like, I felt like...
During an aggressive moment.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
that's
felt
different.
Like at that time he was going to bite me, and I got really scared. And I was like, oh, you've got to go.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I think, like, 2 or 3 days later.
Yeah.
And, he shit in my car on the way there, and he's never shit in my car before. So I'm like, oh my God, is he
like
scared?
He knew.
Yes, it was rough.
Oh, so, yeah.
But I think the overall stress of having to deal with that every day and like the panic attacks and shit, like it's all gone now. There's,
yeah.
It's just, I feel.
And you have a small child.
I'm free.
Yeah, yeah.
Sanaya.
You and him were like the same size. So, like, you can't be, you know,
on his
taking them kind
of. Taller than me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can't be taking them chances with a dog that's like your neck and neck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And like, then my neighbors, I think I said this last time, mm-hmm. I was turning into like a pariah in my neighborhood. They'd be like, oh, black lady with a scary black dog.
Oh, yeah. We can't.
And my
have
neighbors
that.
Have like their little, like, also not super nice dogs, but like, I don't live in a neighborhood where you could just be like. Black
the pit bull owner.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't live in that kind of neighborhood.
The King Corso owner.
The mean one.
Right.
And everybody's like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah, that's a tough situation. Also, I worry because, you know, baby girl.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be risking that. That's why I had to get rid of Dottie. Like, I brought the newborn home, you know, and she was sniffing around and shit, but she was still a puppy. She was, like, over 100 pounds, but she was still very much... a puppy and, you know, was very much in her face all the time. And I was just like, I can't, you know, also I'm in an apartment. What am I doing? It's a whole other story.
It's risky.
Yeah.
Not worth the risk, so.
Yeah.
That happened in February, and other than that, everything's been all peachy, TBH, good. To be honest.
Yeah, I know what it means.
Oh, okay.
I'm hip. Oh. I'm in the know a little bit.
I picked up on that recently.
On TBH?
Like saying it out loud, you know? You see it, but now it's like,
yeah, yeah.
It's part of my vocabulary.
Now you say it.
TBH.
Okay, I've never heard any, all right, I've never heard anybody say it, but I know, I type it. Like, I know what it means.
Yes.
Hmm.
How about you?
I've been good. Every day's better. It's been a few months since you were here. I think so. You were here in February.
It's all blending in. Probably.
Or late January.
Yeah. Cause
yeah, you
when
were.
When I was talking about him last time, that was when I had finally made the decision. I was like, it's looking like it's going to happen soon. And then almost right after I left, that happened.
Yeah. So it's been some months. I've been doing good, though. Just, you know, staying focused, knocking out the content, doing everything I wanted to do before. Just, you know, on it. And things with the kids, we're all good. It's about to be summer. I'm excited for them, you know, for her to be out of school.
What do you do with them in the summer?
I don't know. I told you Gilroy Gardens is really cute. Disneyland, maybe, even though I'm not a super big Disney fan.
I just went.
She is.
I have Magic Keys. So if you guys go.
What does that mean?
It's a season pass. I can go
for Disneyland?
Yes.
How much is that? $10,000?
No, it was $1,000.
For a season pass?
For a season pass. $1,000.
For how many people?
For one.
What about baby girl?
I paid $1,000 for her, too.
See, you're banked up. You're a little banked up. Okay, well, you know what? Maybe dad could cash out for hers, okay. And then I can pay for mine.
That's what I'm saying. Then you just go and you get pretzels?
Churros.
Yeah. You go and you get churros whenever you want. You ride all the rides.
Okay.
$1,000.
I'm not against it. I do want to take her places.
I'm trying to convince
myself
more than you because I don't have any plans to go back soon.
Really? Did it tire you out? It looked like a really cute trip.
It was fun. It's exhausting. Yeah. And I spent a lot of money because it's just like, let's just buy stuff. And
we're here. I know. It's
they also have drinks there too. So you could get a cocktail and then go see Spider-Man and then get on a ride. It's the happiest place on earth, girl.
I mean, I do want to take her because she's at an age now where she'll enjoy it more.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the same age, you know. They're like days apart, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Like 2 or 3 days.
2 days apart?
So nice.
They need to go together. Yeah, we need to put that together.
You two goddamn fools.
But I'm happy that they're getting out of school. And I've just been working and just stuff. I'm going to have a live show pretty soon. Hopefully you'll come.
Oh, I will. That last one that I went to was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, this will be like better weather and stuff. It'll be cool. The gym. You've been in the gym.
I've been in the gym.
I need to get back in the gym.
I've been in the gym a little bit.
How's it going?
It's going good. I think I have no complaints. I feel like whenever I get back in the gym, I'm like, ugh, this is going good. It's like the second, third week. I'm good. I'm running.
Yeah.
You know, I got my runner's high earlier, my little stride going.
Today?
Yeah.
Are you doing any weight training? Because that's all I do.
I do weight training when I have time. I try to do it at least like twice a week.
Okay. Maybe we could go together.
We should.
I would like that.
Yeah.
Because Bunny is my gym partner, but she likes to sleep in, and I like to go in the morning.
What time in the morning?
9.
Oh, yeah. That's about when I go to.
Okay.
Like 9 or 9:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay in the gym. I can always be consistent for like a couple weeks, and then I fall off. So I'm trying to stay more consistent so my back doesn't get any bigger.
It makes my back feel better. Not only is it not getting bigger, but I get less back pain because of the tits.
There we go.
So,
there we go.
I need a stronger back for sure. Go. Yeah. I sleep better when I'm in the gym regularly.
Me too.
It's like I'm getting better rest.
Yeah.
I'm eating better.
Earlier. It makes you,
everything.
Work out. It's good for your mental health and your physical health.
Yes. Yeah, so we'll put that together, too, because I need to get back in there.
Yeah, I told you the days I'm free, so.
Okay.
And then I normally go.
Real quick, I just want to say happy birthday to Gabriella, Mimi Hanks, Katie, Brandy, Butterfly K, Jazz Bands, Lev, and Mykilla. And thank you, Melissa Ayala, for sending me a sweet gift, and thank you all the new patrons for being with us over there in our community. I love it, and I appreciate you guys so much. Lev just had a birthday.
heard.
And we went out of town. We were all celebrating for him, mm-hmm. and we had a good time. We went to Monterey, and we saw the ocean. We stayed at a resort.
Really?
And it was a place where, I don't know if you know this, he's a little bougie.
I have learned this in the last like 10 or 15 minutes.
He is. Yeah. He is. I'm adjusting, getting used to it. Still makes me feel poor sometimes. I won't bring up the sweater.
The assumptions are a little rude too that he kind of makes. Like,
and they'd be totally natural. Yeah, yeah.
No, I didn't. I don't have one.
Right. You definitely have an American Express. No, but we went, and it's a place where you're not allowed to like drive your car up. Like, you have to get a golf cart, and you have to have them drive you to your house.
Can you drive the golf cart?
Apparently they used to, but not anymore because some white people ruined it. Some drunk whites ruined it. But apparently you used to be able to have your own assigned to your little house.
Yeah.
Not anymore. So whatever. It was great. Little quick getaway. We all had fun. And it was a great time. So happy birthday to Lev.
Happy birthday. Yeah. Invite me next time.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah, you'd be a good person to bring. Yeah.
I've never been to Monterey.
Really? It's pretty. And it was good weather when we went. Sometimes it's really overcast, but it was really beautiful. We got lucky.
Did you go to the aquarium?
No, I always go to the fucking aquarium for my birthday, for P's birthday. Like, I've been there a lot. I felt a little guilty. I was like, if I go to the aquarium without her, I'll feel guilty. So
mom guilt.
Yeah, I didn't. Bullshit. I did a little thrifting. What else? Good restaurants and like
good seafood.
Yeah, really good seafood. And relaxing and did a little drinking. It was good. Got back yesterday.
Fun.
Feeling good. Yeah, it was nice. Nice little trip.
Love that for you guys.
My birthday is next. We're going to Jamaica. No, I'm just kidding. I'm probably going.
You need to throw one of
them nowhere.
Old school parties you used to throw. Those were fun.
Yeah.
Those were fun.
They were like parties. Yeah. I'm too old for that. Like at a club, we got shot at at one of my birthdays. Like, I don't have the knees for that anymore. Like,
that was kind of crazy.
That was very crazy.
But that wasn't like to us personally.
There were only four of us in front of the door when it happened. And I'm like, it couldn't be me. I didn't piss nobody off to that degree. There was like four or five of us outside of the club, after one of my parties. And, it was a great party. People performed. Lots of people came. It was great. And then it was like 2-ish. And we're standing outside talking, getting ready to go in our cars and leave. And somebody just goes by slow and starts shooting. And thank the heavens that one of our friends that was standing there with us got to shooting back. Yeah. So they pulled off pretty quick.
It worked.
Thank God. And I just like, I wasn't wanting that for the birthday, so whatever. I think that was the last birthday party.
I was gonna say, I
haven't had a birthday party since.
Don't
but
let that ruin it.
It won't. Maybe a grown and sexy like a.
That's just the name of another club party.
I'm just saying, like that vibe, like a more adult kind of thing. Yeah. Maybe I'm not against it. I still have some connections. I'm not against it.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
I love a good party. I don't party anymore. I miss parties.
I don't go anywhere. Maybe me neither. Maybe we'll look into that.
Throw a slumber party, goddamn
it. Party? No, hell no. I mean, like without kids, maybe.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. No, I'm just picturing my kids involved and ruining the fun.
No. Better security.
Yeah. Better security and a different venue. Yeah, I think we can make that happen. Last night I was doing a lot of research, as I normally do. And are you on any psych meds?
I should be.
Are you comfortable talking about
that? Yeah, I should be.
You should be.
I forget to take them. Not like, why? How psych are we going right now? I'm on like Lexapro.
That's a psych med.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. I forget because I also have ADHD.
So that tends to happen.
So I forget, but I'm not going to take my ADHD meds because it's meth. So I don't like it. So then I just forget to do stuff.
Yeah. So is it like an as-needed medicine or like are you supposed to take
the
it
The Adderall?
Day? No, the Lexapro? Lexapro.
I'm supposed to take it every single day.
Every day. Okay.
And when I do take it every day, things are a lot better.
Yeah.
A lot more organized. I feel a lot better.
Focused.
A lot more focused. Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't get so, my emotions don't get so like up and down also, that's which stressful. I appreciate. But it's, I just forget.
Yeah.
Like I was looking for it today and I couldn't find it. And then I gave up.
We got to keep an eye on it.
You know?
You got to, it's purse,
an orange bottle.
Keep it in your purse.
Maybe.
Maybe. You got to keep it handy. I need keep like mine next to my bed. A 50-day
pill counter is what I need. That would be helpful too.
They do help. So I'm on two meds right now. One is an SSRI. I've been on SSRIs for like 20 years, off and on. I take myself off, you know, like when I'm pregnant or maybe a few months, a few weeks throughout the year, I might take myself off and put myself right back on when I start feeling out of control. I'm having problems with my sex drive.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I'm in menopause. So I'm like, it could be that. I've been just like, you know, saying it was from that. But I'm also on estrogen now, and everything else that was happening with menopause has gotten better, except that. So I'm like, maybe this is SSRI related, which I've dealt with before when I got back on them after having peas. And so I started getting scared and doing research like I do. And there's something called PSSD, which is post-SSRI sexual dysfunction. It's often an irreversible effect. It was once thought to be a rare temporary side effect from SSRIs. It's now being recognized as a frequent, long-term, or irreversible condition. The percentage of people that get this from SSRIs is so fucking high now that in Europe, they've added a warning label.
Really? Okay.
It's like, it's like one in 230 people get it. That's high as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, that's like more than like,
yeah,
people that get Down syndrome. That's like a lot.
It's a lot, lot.
So I have a thought on that. Because first of all, last year, I stopped drinking for like 6 or 7 months. And I also took my, it was when I was taking my Lexapro like every single day. Mm-hmm. I didn't have sex for 11 months. 11 months. And I was like, psh, a breeze.
And that's,
haven't like, taken it for like 3 months now. And I'm like, I can never, I mean, I've already, that celibacy got broken around that same time. But like, so yeah, it has to be from that. But so, long term.
Before menopause or perimenopause even came about, I started getting like that. And I would go like a full year without, and I was very hypersexual before that, right? Yeah. But when I started taking them regularly, I was noticing that I would take these long breaks without having sex, like a year or like a little over a year at a time. And I thought it was so weird. I would just blame men and I would be like, men are just fucking stressing me out, grossing me out. I'm over it. But it was actually a physical thing happening, which now has me scared. I'm going to explain how they worded part of this shit with the whatever it's called, PSSD.
What are you supposed to do? You can't fix it?
Primary symptoms include severe genital anesthesia, aka numbness, pleasureless or absent orgasm, erectile dysfunction, and low libido. So what a lot of people that I found that have this are experiencing is complete fucking numbness down there to where it feels like no different than your fucking elbow. Like that's as weird. Far as non-arousing tissue.
Not stimulated.
It's numbing all of the fucking like tissue completely out, which I don't think I'm experiencing that. Okay. But like, let's not let it get to that fucking point. Like, hello. So very worried about this, very concerned. Haven't been taking my meds.
I was gonna say, I don't think I'm gonna take mine.
Haven't been taking my fucking meds. Not to be like telling y'all to do that, but it's worth looking into if you're having sexual arousal or, you know, any dysfunction in that department.
But I mean, making it numb is, that seems like a, I don't know, that seems different than like, I'm not. You know what I mean? Like, well, I'm not horny versus, like, my body is numb.
It's
that almost
both.
Seems different.
It's not necessarily one or the other. Okay. It could be one or the other. It could be both. Yeah. I think the numbness is, like, a more extreme effect. They're not even calling it a side effect anymore. People are so mad they're calling it an effect of SSRIs. Because
it just is what happens.
Because you can bet on it, damn near. It's bad. It's really bad. Non-sexual symptoms. Some patients report severe emotional blunting, numbing, and cognitive issues. I already have cognitive issues anyway that I just fucking blamed on ecstasy use. But now I'm like, hey, it could be this too. I can't be doubling down. Like, I've seen doctors doing interviews talking about how medicated our population is, our generation, whatever, and that we're all a bunch of sexless zombies. Like, and I'm like, you're not wrong. No. Like, I'm starting to kind of feel that way.
Yeah, it's getting kind of crazy. They've sucked the life out of us. That's why.
It's scary. It's scary that in men aged 21 to 49, the risk of developing is roughly 1 in 216 patients. So the treatment, there's no universally established treatment. Some patients find relief by switching to agents like vortoxetine or using a medication like mirtazapine, but others do not. So I'm like setting up an appointment like, hello, I need to come in and talk about these alternatives and see
can't
what
they
the
just
fuck.
Get some Viagra or something?
Well, you know.
For the men's?
I don't know. It's irreversible. I don't think it'll help if you get this.
Oh, I'd rather be crazy.
Yeah.
I'd rather be depressed.
Talk about being crazy. Like, it, you want to see what's going to happen if this doesn't improve? Like, it's counterproductive. So,
depressed or sex. Like, you can either be, like, depressed or you can, like, never have sex again.
Unstable or you're just a puppet. You're just a fucking... Not a person.
We can't have any fun. I know. We can't have anything.
I know. Fuck. My brain is my biggest enemy. Like, what the fuck? So, I don't know. I'm scared. And I'm like, what is going to happen? I used to be like, if I rip myself, I could get it going, right? I could, like, jumpstart my body.
Okay.
But now, I haven't tried in so long because I don't feel like trying. So, I'm like, is that going to even work anymore? Will that still do the trick?
Maybe if we flip it and don't use the R word. Maybe if we're just like
self-pleasing.
Yeah, you know?
I don't know. Rub but like, I use the grape word because I would have to force it. Like, okay. I would have to, even if I don't feel like it, I would have to jumpstart my shit. Like,
no,
just,
I've experienced that before when I, like I said, when I was on Lexapro for hella long and I just like was not in the mood. Yeah. And it does feel very awkward. It feels very like.
Yeah. But you got to just, like, keep going, stick at it.
See it through.
See it through, and then you'll be happy later.
Yes. Like,
is that still going to work? I don't fucking know.
I don't know, but how about we try and then we come back and we
check. I'll update you guys. Back, okay? I'll report back and update everyone and let you know how it goes.
But until then, but you in all the meantime, continue I'm to not, take your meds.
But I'm not.
You?
And so shit might get colorful. I don't know. You guys better stay on my good side.
You've got an outlet, though, at least, to...
Talk to talk, but as far as anything else, I can't make any promises that I'm gonna be on good behavior because I know how I get, and I've already been feeling really snappy in the last like week.
How long have you been off your?
I haven't been taking them regularly for like 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, that's
the 2 week point is
that's
when,
about when it starts to wear off.
That's when shit's like, gonna start getting interesting. Okay. Yeah. And I've been getting snappy lately, so I don't know. Do I want to be? It's hard.
It is hard. It's how do you even make that decision?
I just got to see what I'm not risking doing anything irreversible. So if I could meet with my doctor, which I'm pretty, it's pretty easy to get in with her. I'm going to ask her for an alternative medication to an SSRI, a mood stabilizer, and just go with that.
Yeah,
and see what we can do if that helps.
None. Yeah. I need to talk to my doctor now, too.
Yeah. So, I don't know, guys. If you're on SSRIs, if you're experiencing any sexual dysfunction, this is serious. I watched endless videos about the shit last night. Just search, what is it? PSSD? PSSD. And do your own research. Talk to your doctor. I'm definitely not giving medical advice, but... It's something scary enough that I want everyone to be aware.
Yeah, that's crazy.
If you know, they need to look into it.
And I bet people have been talking about this for a long time. They're like, oh, no, it's fine. Like, that's just a symptom. Your coochie's numb. It's fine.
But if it's irreversible. Like, yeah, I was watching.
That's how I mean they waited so long to, like, listen to people about it. And now they're all numb.
Yeah.
All the coochies are numb.
And you can't fix it.
You can't fix it. Mm-hmm. Numb and emotionless. They do not want us to be that way.
Mm-mm, they don't. That's when trouble happens. That's when anger really and comes angry? Out. Yeah, anger is really going to happen.
Irate and my coochie's numb and I don't feel anything. Because Lexapro does not make me like, it's not that it makes me less depressed. It just brings everything to the middle.
Yeah.
So it's not that I'm.
So
I'm,
like I'm, anger, sadness, yeah. Like everything, it's like all just everything kind of is baseline, mellow. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That's kind of how I am too.
Yeah.
I can still cry. So that's how I was gauging it. But I'm not crying like I used to cry. Mm. And it's kind of now maybe I'm not crying as much.
I'm not a big crier.
Yeah. I used to be.
I'm not a big crier. If I get drunk, I'll like shed a few, but.
Otherwise, like, not really.
No.
Yeah.
I can't cry about too many things.
That's a good thing, I guess. I cry too much.
Really?
Yeah. Like if I have a headache, I'm crying in the public. Like I'm crying in front of people. If I have a stomach ache, like I'm embarrassing myself a lot crying in public places.
I didn't know that. I mean, I've seen you cry before, but I didn't know you were doing everyone it out in has. The
anyone has. I don't care. Like if I don't feel good about something, I'm breaking down. I don't really hold it in.
The meds don't stop that?
It depends what it's about. So if it's something to do with my mom, I'm going to probably start crying if that's I talk fair. Too much about it. If it's something really traumatic to me.
Yeah.
I used to cry from anger, and I don't really do that anymore.
I do that sometimes.
Nah, now I'm just
don't get
feeling that anger. Like, I'm staying. Like, I used to explode into tears with anger. Mm. I don't do that lately. I just stay angry, and I'm ready to just go there.
Hell yeah, that's where I'm at with it too.
I don't know. Let me not have a fucking orgasm. We're going to find out what really happens. We're going to find out for sure.
You're on week 3, honey. I don't think you have that much more time before you find out.
Stay on my good side, y'all. That's all I'm going to say. That's your warning. I've been talking a lot about pinworms. I'm back on that. I saw a video. Okay. I think, all right, real quick.
Is that like a tapeworm?
Like, yeah. Well, tapeworms, I mean. Yeah. Okay. Or pinworms are the ones animals get. Right? I don't know. But tapeworms, I believe, are the ones humans get.
I think so.
So I'm going to do a little refresher because I don't think you heard the episode. But like other cultures, other countries, they all do like annual detoxes for worms, right?
Yeah.
Americans don't for whatever reason. We're just gross.
Yeah.
So I did this deep dive because I like to hyperfixate, do research, whatever. And I found this product called Paragard. Went in, reading all the reviews, looking at photos and videos of what they have coming out of them. And I was like, I have fucking worms. Then I read that, like, they make you act weird.
Worms?
Yes. They make you crave sugar. They make you act weird. They make you do things and fucking, like, all this shit, right? So I'm like, yeah, it's worth trying to do the cleanse. I didn't buy the stuff yet, but I've been talking with the kittens, the listeners, about starting a cult. And I was like, that's going to be a requirement to all of us do the Paragard. Just stay with me. So
I love cults.
I fucking watched a video about this guy. And he was saying, like, eating ass, like the worms are making me want to eat ass. And like,
do you mean butthole?
Just listen. Yes. Okay. Just listen.
You're losing me now.
So part of... answer this. When you were little, did anybody ever check your butthole for worms? Like a grandma, anybody?
No.
No, me either.
Oh,
but
okay.
A lot of other people told me that they did. I don't know if it was people that grew up around animals and like shit like that.
Black people?
No.
Okay.
But so maybe that, I don't know.
For
but,
sure, that's but why.
Flashlights in the butthole at night, because I guess they get active at night.
The worms.
That's where you check for worms. Not the in grandmas. Little kids that okay. have itchy buttholes. Okay. okay?
If a kid has an itchy butthole, they're not wiping right. What are we talking about right now? I swear to you, I'm following you, but you're losing me a little bit.
Yes, trying to catch you up. I sound insane. You're like, take the meds. Where's the meds?
No. You need... It's been 2 weeks. I need...
Listen. All right. Flashlights in the buttholes at nighttime. The grandmas and stuff at night. Even listeners were like, as a kid, I remember getting my butthole checked, like, because my brother had an itchy butthole. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Like, kids bots. Get worms. So then I was reading that, like, they put scotch tape over the butthole at night for kids. And in the morning when they peel it off, if they see worms, then you know your kid got worms. I'm not doing this to peace. I'm just saying.
No, you're not. You're absolutely not doing this to peace.
She would call the cops. She would get my phone and call the cops. No, but like this is how people used to check, right? And I remember hearing about it and shit. And I was just like, what? And so I did research, confirmed. I didn't imagine it. People were doing that, checking for the worms. Okay.
Okay.
So I told everybody, get your scotch tape, check for these worms. Okay. So now me searching, my algorithm is like, got it. You love worms. You want to know more about them. So a video came up today and it was a guy and he was like, listen, it's not normal to eat ass, right? But like the worms that I had were making me want to eat ass. Like they control you. They make you crazy and they make you eat ass. And so I was like, I bet that's how that started. Because growing up, like I don't remember people hella being so excited to eat ass. It's the fucking worms. So like, is your man into that? Is your partner into that? Like maybe they need to be paraguarded. You know what I'm saying? It's the worms making them have that urge to do that.
I'm going to let you know exactly where you lost me at with this one, right? Because you're right. We should detox, right? We're eating a lot of meat.
Salmon, maybe we're getting worms. Pork, sushi.
Okay, you got me. Let me show you where you lost me. What? Grandma's with tape on the butt.
Tape on the butthole and or a flashlight. I feel like you brushed
past that really fast.
But that's what they do with clear scotch tape. The kind you wrap Christmas presents with. That guy on the butthole when you go to sleep. And then in the morning, we got to peel it off and check the tape. And a flashlight. I got to look inside your butthole. Okay, like, that's what they're doing. They're doing it. And some of my listeners confirmed. Like, yeah, I remember being a little kid. Me and my brother had to get our buttholes looked into with a flashlight at nighttime.
We need to check on
at
that.
At nighttime.
We need to check on those kids. We need to check on what kind of adults they turned into. That's number one. Number two, why would a worm make you want to eat a butt?
The worms control you.
I've heard of people being like, oh, I want to eat like dirt, right? Like something a little more natural.
Yeah, pica. Like, or dirt. Like something with a texture. Or like detergent. A butthole? Cornstarch. The urge to eat butts. I don't know. I don't think it was satire. And he was like, it made me want to eat butts. And I haven't done it.
Did one person tell you that?
I saw a video and he was talking about when he had worms.
No.
I mean, some people get worms on purpose because they want to diet. That's some white lady shit. They would order them from Africa, these tapeworms that they could order and then eat them. And then they would get skinny and lose weight because the worm would be eating their food.
How do you get it out?
You have to eat hot sauce or like pumpkin seeds or there's a few different things and it'll make it come out.
You're telling me.
It's real. I'm not making this up. It's real. Pumpkin seeds are a good detox, a natural detox. The Paragard drops, whatever, and then it's going to come out.
Listen, you had me in the first half.
I'm not saying do the flashlight thing.
Okay.
Or even the tape could get scary. I'm going to just detox anyway.
There we go.
I'm going to just, you know.
I can't believe.
We should be doing it. Like every other country does it but us. Like gross Americans not doing it.
I feel like, yes, you're right about that.
We eat pork. We eat salmon. For sure. We eat sushi.
For sure. We eat dead bodies.
That's what other people are getting them from. Yeah.
I for sure
people that have pets, like you're almost guaranteed to fucking get them if you at some point if you have pets. I read. Mm-hmm.
It's the tape on the butt thing that I can't let that go. The grandma's with the tape.
Like,
I can't
hold it open. I gotta put this fucking tape.
Never going to grandma's house. Yeah. That's crazy.
I mean, well, they want to because. You know, growing up, kids had itchy butts. Like,
because they don't know how to wipe. I thought
that's what I always thought. But they're like, nah, kids had worms.
Your dogs do drag their butts when they have worms because I'm assuming they're itchy.
I think little kids do too.
Mm-mm, I got one at my house. What if it's worms?
What? Kid, itchy butt?
Yes.
I think it's from the wiping. Just let's all do the Paragard.
Okay.
Let's just all do it to be safe.
Don't tape your children's butts.
Don't use a flashlight either. That is going to get hella traumatic. Don't do that either.
Those people that were in your, those people that told you that happened to them?
Yeah. When they're adults now.
Yeah.
But.
They need some.
Therapy.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Just to make sure everything's on the up and up. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
I mean, I was reading about it for hours, like, you know, people's accounts of what happened. And like, yeah, we woke up and on the tape, there was like little dots or whatever. They knew the worms was trying to get out at night because at night they get crazy. Like,
and it was specifically grandma doing this.
They're nocturnal worms. And that's how they come out. Yeah.
Mind you, it's dark. It's dark all the time. So I'm trying to figure out like what they know about day and night.
The night, like they, you know, internal clock, circadian rhythm. They know. They know.
I don't think that's a worm thing.
So they're still controlling us, and they're, you know, they're making, if they're making you crave eating ass and shit, you might want to do a cleanse. I would say.
I would say for everyone's safety, just
just get the drops. Just order the drops. We got to make sure.
Just so we're okay. All in the clear.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to talk about MIA? You know that. Oh, God. Did you see what's going on with that bitch?
I seen that she did something at Kid Cudi's concert and said something about illegals and there might be one in the audience or something like that.
Like there might be a bunch of y'all that's illegals. Like you're like in the front row, like offending everyone at the show.
Why did she say that though? I don't understand the context. I mean, first of all, she's batshit crazy anyway.
She's been a weirdo.
Yeah, okay, and she's lucky to even be on that stage. So to even say something like that on a stage.
You ain't had a hit since when, bitch? Paper Planes, that was 2015 literally, or some shit.
I think it was way before that, yeah, too.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Well, I think, yeah, I don't know. It was weird, and I think, like, she also made a comment about, like, and people don't like me because I'm a Republican. It's like, all you had to do was play them funky-ass songs and shut the fuck up. Nobody asked you to
and
talk.
And shut up. And nobody shut asked you to talk. Nobody asked you to fucking talk. So.
And she's brown, so it's weird.
It's very weird, but she's had a history of being weird.
Okay.
Back in like 2015, all this shit, she had shot a music video in Africa. And Africa was like, hey, check this out. You're appropriating. Absolutely not. She ended up not being able to release that music video. Okay. She's been called out for taking credit for black culture for fucking years and years and years. Okay. So she's already been a problematic artist.
Yeah.
Not crediting people that she got her dance routines from. Like, I remember the controversy.
Okay.
Then it turned into, she kind of got quiet. Then it turned into her talking about, like, clothing that blocked out 5G or whatever, radiation and all this shit. Mm-hmm. And like she came out with this really high priced clothing that repelled shit, basically a foil hat version of clothing, yeah. You know, to repel the government from listening to your fucking clothes, yeah,
like
or something
like tin hat shit.
Yeah. So she started that. How she went from that to transition to MAGA, I don't fucking know.
I feel like the line there is thin. Like, you go from being just, like, batshit crazy to being, like, to MAGA. Be like, oh, this is, like, political. I'm valid now. Like, this is, there are a lot of people. You know what I mean? Like,
that does
this isn't tin hat crazy. This is just, like, these are real Americans. Anyways.
How she got called on this tour, I don't fucking know. Because, like I said, you ain't had a hit in forever. Yeah. And you've been on some weird shit. Right. So she's on this tour and she comes out and just from the clips I saw, she said something about illegals and like having to keep this country safe.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some of y'all are illegals. Like, bitch, hold on. Like, we'd have pulled you off the stage. Like,
and
are
I
you
don't
crazy?
Get it either, because where the fuck is she from? I thought she was Indian.
Sri Lanka. She's from Sri Lanka. So that's South Asian.
Yeah, yeah.
Republican. Make it make sense.
How does that happen?
Make that you're not even a. I don't even think she's a citizen.
That's what I'm saying.
What are we talking about? Are you the illegal? What are we talking about?
That's why when I first saw it, I thought that's what she was kind of saying because I seen it just. I seen like the.
It would make more sense. It would make more sense.
I seen the still of her like talking about illegals on stage, and I thought she was like, "I'm an illegal. There are some illegals out there." Da 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 da. And then I seen it. I was like, oh. Maybe she's on drugs.
Well, maybe she immediately. Has maybe she, it's the pinworms making her act fucking weird. Worms. I think you're right. Get that fucking flashlight out. Get it out because they're controlling her.
Yeah, that was crazy. I don't understand. I mean, she got kicked off the tour.
Immediately.
Like,
immediately. He was like, absolutely fucking not. Yeah. You're not offending my fans, bitch. Yeah. You're not. No. And goodbye.
Wasn't that the first show, too?
Yes.
So she didn't even.
Goodbye,
make it,
bitch.
Like...
Goodbye. Got rid of her. Did the right thing. Great. Yeah. Love that. But now she's tried to walk it back and be like, I did a song called Illegal and blah, blah, blah years ago. No, bitch. Don't try to rephrase what you said. Yeah. We all saw it. We saw what you said. We saw how you meant it.
And I think also like in a time like this where everything is so shaky and unstable tense. And tense.
Yeah.
You can't say shit. You can't misstep in that way at all.
You can't.
So who gives a fuck? Even if you did have a song called Illegals and you were, nobody cares.
Yeah.
It's too late. You fucked up.
Yep.
You should have just shut your fucking mouth.
You said what you meant. You said stand on it. Stand on it.
Should have played that whack ass song anyways. I've never even heard that song.
Yeah.
Stupid bitch.
You fucking bitch.
Fucker.
Keep them worms.
Keep them worms. We're not
even telling you how to get rid of them. Matter bitch. Fact, you keep them.
Give her some SSRIs. Give him them. Fuck her up.
Give her Prozac and keep them fucking worms. Give her salmon and pork and Prozac, bitch. That's what you get. Get out of here. Yeah, I'm just happy she's off the tour. And bye. And I'm happy she wasn't able to release that music video back in the day because they were like calling her what she was. And
it's just weird too. It was like we hadn't heard nothing from her in so long. And then there's like one little blip where she like does something fucked up and then she's like in exile again. What was the point? What was the reason? So,
yeah, that, I'm glad you knew about that.
Okay.
Tanner Horner, the FedEx driver that killed that little girl. Oh, did you see he was sentenced to death?
Yes, that was his name. Oh my God, that was.
He's a piece of shit. I am happy that he's in Texas because they be getting him the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
They don't hesitate. They're not like
Cali. A year.
He'll be gone next year. Yeah, like for sure. They're not wasting they're not playing no with time. Him. I listened to a podcast yesterday that was like breaking down all of the dialogue between him and the, like detectives that were interviewing him. Dude. And all the lies and all the fucking bullshit. It's a horrifying fucking case if you're not familiar with that. I was just so happy that they immediately sentenced him to death and, he's going to get out of here.
That shit was so shocking because of how random and like it was hella random. It was like such a crime of opportunity. And then it was so brazen. Like you knew you were going to get caught.
Yeah.
Like there was no.
You knew
there were cameras.
Yeah.
You were the only one that pulled up. She was on her like porch in her drive. It was so brazen and so random and just so like horrific. It's scary that people like that are actually.
And he's so like, normal outside. Looking. Like, they showed him with this little hat on and shit. He didn't look like...
He's a FedEx driver. Like, yeah. He's just like...
He just looked like a normal dude. Guy. Like, he didn't look like disheveled or like he had worms or anything. No. He looked like fucking...
He looked normal.
Semi-clean cut. I don't know.
He's been taking his meds.
Yeah.
Normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just scary. Crazy. I'm glad they gave him the death penalty. I think it was, like, in question at first about, like, what was going to happen to him.
Because they were trying to say he had broken brain syndrome and shit. Mm. And then, like, this therapist and psychologist and shit that were working with him, they were almost giving him an out, it sounded like, on the stand. And I was absolutely fucking out,
even if
bitch.
You do have, like, a broken brain and you're too
We all got broken brains, but bitch.
Like, at some point, it's so broken, we're like, okay, you got to go. Like, okay, cool. Even if it is that broken,
okay,
you got to go. You can't live here in society.
It's too broken.
It's too broken to fix. Some shit gets too broken to fix.
Exactly.
And even if that was true and they were like, we can prove it and he's got to go.
You know how many people are broken, though, and aren't doing shit like that?
Crazy shit
like
that.
That's the thing. That's not an excuse. Crazy like shit people like that. Are much far off, far worse off than you and they're not doing what the fuck you did.
Yeah, that was, I heard some of the like court testimony up from, I think it was like the coroner or something. And it was graphic and
really?
It was like like what he did to her, and she was like, are you a kidnapper?
Yes,
like,
that part broke me. It was broke me because she had just like did a paper in school or like something days prior about like abductions and shit, and the fact that this happened to her and she was asking him
that was fucking crazy.
It was so disgusting. That shit shook me and I'm just like, good, do David next. Get him out of here. We need to start executing people. Yeah. If we're sure.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
Like, I get it. You know, for-profit prisons want to keep people in there to rack up bills or
whatever. There's a lot more people doing less heinous crimes that you can make your money off of. I'm not into the for-profit prison system, but I'm just saying, like, some shit is too heinous and disgusting, and, like, sometimes you just got to go.
Yeah.
We shouldn't waste our time. Some people just can't be rehabilitated and also don't deserve to spend the rest of their life
breathing
alive.
Agreed.
Should just die.
Agreed.
And did you hear he bought like body bags and like a incinerator or something on Amazon?
A burn
on Amazon. Yes. And they were like, and then we'll send this to your house.
And then was streaming with the box describing the burn cage behind him, Like, the internet solved this case last year. It took so fucking long. But, like, all the pieces that are coming out now, we all saw. Like, I was following this case so closely.
Because when she was found in his car.
Right.
And it's not like they were hiding their relationship even on social. Like, she was around. He was writing songs.
Streaming. It's like on live.
Like, blatantly in your face. I don't know, man. Sometimes you just got to get him the fuck out of here. I'm not one to like, oh, every human life is not super valuable.
No, it's not. And it's really not. Feel like if you're sure the person did it, if there's enough evidence, if you're unsure, okay, that don't do sense. It. If you're sure they did it, get them the fuck out of here, period. I don't care who it is. I don't care if I birthed them. If you do this kind of shit, get them the fuck out of here. Yeah, period. It's disgusting.
I wonder if his mama said anything.
The cold part is they met her. You talking about Celeste?
Yeah, his family?
Yes. Celeste traveled with him to London, like maybe New York and Texas to meet his family. You didn't clock that was a little girl?
Yes, they did.
Like, I'm sorry. She looked quite young.
She looked young.
Yeah.
Little kids look like little kids.
Exactly. It's disgusting. So that's another one. Him asking if he could have like a change of clothes and a haircut for court. No. No, you don't get any of that. You don't get anything. That's you damn near don't even need food.
You don't need anything.
Water.
You're going down.
Every other day.
You're only getting a case because we have to give you one.
Right.
They start taking it. They don't give him a case and they won't give anybody a case. So that's the only reason.
Yeah.
You're going down.
Yeah.
And whether the government does it or somebody in the prison does it, like.
Yeah.
You're going down, fool.
I don't like that he's in protective segregation either. Put him with everybody. General Pop.
Yeah. He's a child murderer.
Speaking of weird shit with kids, Anthony Kiedis from Red Hot Chili Peppers, I have his book called Scar Tissue. It was written hella years ago. I saw the other day that he's a creep, okay? As an adult now, like close to 60 years old or whatever, he dates like 19-year-olds and shit that look very, very young. 18-year-olds look very, very young.
Okay.
I already was like, okay, he's a dirty old man. But it came out the other day that in his book, he's admitting to essaying a 14-year-old. And I'm like, hold on. Like, I know my memory ain't the greatest. There's lots of holes. I don't remember reading that part.
Yeah.
It's on my shelf. So I'm going to read it.
And so he wrote about that in his book.
That he wrote about multiple times essaying a 14-year-old. Probably saying it like he was dating someone or whatever. But, you know, unintentionally telling on himself.
Yeah.
But I don't remember that detail. So I'm like, do I need to reread it and see what's being said? Because that's sick. And it'll be no more Red Hot Chili Peppers in rotation if that's the case.
I don't know about the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but I'm not
You've never
surprised.
Been a fan of them? No.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised, though. All of those, a lot of those, like, old band and, like, anybody famous from, like, the 80s and before, right? That was 80s, 90s before.
Just at all times, though.
Yeah. Like, up until decades. Very recently, they were always like, yeah, you know, like, I'll be 54 and, like, marry a 14-year-old.
Why not?
Like,
why not? Yeah.
You're in hell if you're dead.
Yeah.
And you should still go to Elvis.
Elvis. Led Zeppelin. Like, there's so many cases of celebrities.
Deep hatred for Elvis.
Yeah.
Not only did he steal black people's like whole fucking flow, but then he also like didn't he like marry like a 14-year-old girl and like Elvis is he's burning in hell if we're lucky.
Yeah. It's so gross because there's people that still like sensationalize him and still like he's a legend and show pictures of his granddaughter and him side by side. And it's like call him what the fuck he is. He's a pervert.
They're sympathizers. That's why. Mm-hmm. They're probably like their parents and uncles and shit are like nasty like that too. And they're like, it's okay. It was a different time. Okay, but.
Doesn't make it okay.
It's doesn't still make it
any gross, any less gross.
Or it doesn't make those kids who are adults now less traumatized. It's fucking disgusting. Elvis is nasty.
Agreed. It's so gross.
Fuck him.
So, the Strait of Hormuz.
Yes.
Where is that? That's in the Middle East, right?
Yes.
It's closed, okay? Yeah. Right? Been closed. Yes. California only has like 4 to 6 weeks of fuel left if they don't figure something out. So, I guess that's the cause for the price increases lately. But they're saying we're going to fucking run out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we figure this out? Can we get the fuck out of the Middle East? What's happening? Do you know anything about
Donald
that?
Donald Trump has dementia and he's old and he's
and he's in a diaper. He's shitting in a diaper and he shits himself.
He's falling asleep and we all know what's going on with Israel right now and how it's been uncovered that they are like running the American government through like AIPAC and all of their like funding of political figures and everything like that. We know that.
Yeah.
And then he has dementia and he's old. So he's going to do whatever he can to just like
look good.
Look good.
Yeah, have good numbers.
So it took nothing for them to get into his ear and be like, we need to go to war with Iran.
Yeah.
And Iran's like, okay.
They declined any agreement. Yeah, they were like, no,
why would we need to do that?
I'm good.
I just looked at something the other day.
That should be an indication that we should get the fuck out of
there. So I was thinking about this shit. I have been thinking about this shit, how well American propaganda works, because when we first started this whole thing with Iran, I was like, oh, yeah, like, easy, we're going to win. And then I realized, like, oh, all that shit they said about Iran is not true. Like, they're ready.
Yeah.
They're ready. They're not scared. They're ready.
We're not interested in peace talks.
No.
No, we're good.
Not only that, like, apparently American troops can't even get in there because, like, the way that their country is, it's, like, surrounded by, like, mountains. So you can't get in. They've bombed all the American bases. Yeah. The Strait of Hormuz is closed. I think they've let some ships through that are maybe like from China or something like that. But China and Russia are like,
they're with them.
They're with them.
They're with them. So they're getting,
we lost this fight already.
We've already lost it. Get the fuck out of there.
Get the fuck out of there.
And lower our motherfucking gas prices. Fix that shit. You fucked it up. Now fix it.
They're doing all that shit and at the same time trying to make us come back and work in the office like 5 days a week. Not us, not me. I'm just saying, like, generally speaking, like, people are like tired of work from home and shit. And I'm like, hey, the country's falling apart.
It's falling the fuck apart. Prices of everything are higher than they've ever been.
Oh, yeah.
People are going to start crashing out soon.
I hope like, so.
Yeah, we need to. I'm ready. I just don't want to do it alone.
I just don't want to do it first.
I'll do it with y'all.
Yeah, for sure.
Just not first.
Well, and we talked about this last time. It can't be like somebody that looks like me or somebody that looks like you. It needs to be somebody that looks like Donald Trump.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
needs
it needs to
be
somebody from like their side being like, I'm tired of this shit, because we know what they'll do to us.
Exactly.
It won't last.
Kill quick.
Yeah. Kill on sight. It won't last long if we do it. We've tried to do it before and they shut all that shit down.
Come on.
I don't mean to bring this back to worms, but all those.
It's the fucking worms.
It's the
like,
worms.
Do we need to give people worms to get some?
I got some tape. Do we need to check them?
Get the flashlight. Where's the fucking flashlight?
No, but yeah, it's.
That's who we got to round up to get active.
Yeah, like, and they're getting upset. They're getting upset. They're just not getting upset enough. And it's like, I don't know.
We just got to fix the shit because I'm getting scared. There's like a Hanta virus or what's happening in the world?
Oh, my God. Did you hear that somebody?
Lot of somebodies.
Wait, but okay. So there's a group of them on the boat that have it.
Yes.
But did you hear that somebody in Switzerland now has it?
Yeah, and
who
France.
Was on the boat.
And France.
Did that happen because I got here? Oh, my God.
And France.
I told my cousin.
So you mean to tell me that there were like 23 people on the boat. There's some in Europe confirmed. There's some in Argentina confirmed.
Doesn't this feel familiar? This
do you familiar. Think there's not some
There's
here?
A bunch of them.
What does it do? It makes you act worse than worms?
I think
it's,
so.
It makes you
I think it's
fucking
like worms with like throw up and die.
And diarrhea.
No, die. Apparently it's only like a 40%
survival?
Chance of like, I don't know if it's 40% survival or 40% of dying, but either way, either side of that, 40% is pretty high.
Yeah.
And,
that's a big number.
Yeah, you know.
We're not doing this
again. I'm not ready for this again.
We're
not doing this again.
I'm going to tell you this. If we have to sit down again, we're all being fucking content creators.
Oh, yeah. I already
we're
told them.
All
I'm getting,
in
I'm
our
getting
bag.
A PPP loan.
We're all doing
PPP.
PPP
loans.
We're all getting cameras
for
and
sure.
setting them up all around the
for
house.
For sure.
Because that will be interesting.
I
keep us interested in each other.
Yeah, we have to do something to build community. That last time almost took me out the game. If it wasn't for the babe, for I was pregnant. We were pregnant during that time.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've gotten very scared about that because I was like, oh, it's on the boat. Keep them on the boat.
But they didn't. Well, so I'm like, did you plan? Like, or is this another plan in
motion?
Well,
no. And I could be misunderstanding this. I think it was, so the people that are on the boat now, the people who are in like Spain and France and shit, I think they had been on the boat before. So I think it's from a different group of people because this boat hasn't docked yet, from my understanding.
Oh.
So the people who are, and I could be, I'm pretty sure this is what's happening. The people who are on the boat now and the three have died and like they've sent people on and they're all sick and shit. I think that they have stayed on it, and then like other people who were on the boat before, because it's a cruise,
yeah,
had it and then left, and then this group of people came on. That's from what I'm understanding.
Yeah,
fact check this.
Let us know.
Yeah, I'm not your source.
Yeah, because anyways, I don't know. I know there's confirmed cases that I read, so I'm like, wherever the fuck it came from, they're around multiple points in the world.
I'm not really into the Bible, but has this not been written somewhere before?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I think it has. Illnesses and scary shit.
For sure.
Yeah.
And hantavirus is plagues. Plagues. It's so much worse than COVID.
It is?
Yeah. The mortality rate is so much higher.
Yeah. I'm not down for that.
I'm so scared. Oh, and then I got gas the other day, and it was $7 a gallon.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
This is hell.
It is.
This is hell.
No sex drive.
No. You can't even take your meds.
I can't even. You can't even try to do the right thing.
Happy medicine.
Because it's fucking me up. Like, I can't. What's happening? I don't fucking know. Oh, I don't know. It's scary.
This is why I've got to enjoy Bev.
Yeah.
You got to enjoy Bev from time to time.
Every now and then you do. Did you see Spirit Air? Not that I flew them, but did you see that they're gone now? They're no more. They're done. Spirit Airlines.
They're taking. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah.
I think there was a chance of them having a bailout. Mm-hmm. And Trump was like, I don't know. They need to call me. Like, I haven't heard anything. They need to reach out to me. And then they didn't reach out or something. And so now it's like no more.
Yeah, I did hear about that. And I was shocked because I don't understand how companies that big even go out of business, because I don't know anything about like math or economics.
Me either.
But it's like, if that's the one airlines that people who don't make a lot of money can afford and to travel on, like they deserve some type of, I'm not into bailing out big business, but like now what the fuck is everybody going to do?
Right.
So capitalism fucks us in the ass one more time.
Fucks us all fucks from all us directions.
In the butthole.
From all fucking directions.
We can't catch a fucking break.
I will say, I am happy that there was a California couple that was sticking it to the man, and they got caught with the Nordstrom.
Oh, scam. Yes.
I was happy for them. You should have kept it going, they bitch, because going. This is something that I had a scheme that I thought of before.
Yeah.
And I was like, why had no one done that yet? Or have they?
Mind you, they were already.
And they just didn't get caught.
Already, yeah.
They've been running it up. They've added up like either 300K or 500K in losses from this married couple.
Just two Bonnie and Clyde.
Just two unsuspecting Indian people. I think they're Indian. I think so. Let me not get that wrong, but I think so. You know, running a good scam.
Yeah.
What they were doing, buying luxury goods from different Nordstrom and allegedly, you know, maybe wherever else. And they were buying counterfeit items that matched, returning the counterfeit items to the stores, and then selling the authentics somewhere else, which I respect.
I do too.
Because they're all so marked up anyway. They're all so disgustingly priced anyway. Like
fake leather and
just bad quality shit. Bad quality. You know, So I'm not mad. You know, these aren't companies that are paying their workers great livable wages.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Corporations.
You stick it to the man.
Corporate greed.
Can.
Yeah.
It's corporate fucking greed.
I like to see them take one on the chin every now and then.
You gotta take it up the butt.
Free them. I don't think they're wrong.
They're not wrong. And I don't think
it's a nice, happy couple that was just being resourceful.
Exactly.
Creative.
They're trying to, if you will, claw their way out of poverty. And Nordstrom is fine.
They're not missing any meals.
They're not
meals.
Struggling.
No, they're not. No. So more free them. None of this is true.
No.
None of this is true. It's all allegations.
They're framing them.
They are.
But yeah, I do think that the alleged plan is genius.
And I
wish a lot of people would do that.
I do too.
It's like when I see somebody, when I see a group of people run into a store
and do the run out.
I'm just like,
I love that community, that sense of community. Yes. We're all together.
Yes.
We're all do that shit.
Yes.
Do that. I will never be the one to record you. I will never. In fact, I'm gonna throw you my phone number. Is what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
Call me later. Hit me on social media. Let me know what you got available still.
I just feel like that feeling when they all go back to the house to see what they got.
And they're counting
up. Everybody's all giddy, excited. I'm just like, oh, you guys are having such a good day. Good for you.
I love it. Where's all my friends that are down to do shit like that? Some good runouts? Sign me the fuck up. I'll drive. Sign me up. Your car, but I'll drive it. I love it. It's like, yeah, more of those. More the good community. Boosters are becoming extinct. I found out recently that people are charging like 75% of retail for some boosted shit. I'll turn you in, bitch, for playing them kind of games. It's half. It's always been half. You're not getting a penny more than half.
I'm calling the police if you don't lower this price. Right?
Lower it right lower now, it immediately. Bitch. You lower it and stop playing with me, or I'm making a call. Yeah. Stop it.
I feel like I never got to experience good boosters.
Really?
Yeah, ooh, I never
we
did.
Had some good ones.
I never
we
did.
We had some good ones. We had ones that would just come to the hood, and like they would make a call and let us know when they were coming, and we'd pull up and see everything they had and just go through it and shop and shop. I love it. I
never got that.
Supporting my community.
Yeah.
I love it. More of that, please. More of the ones that ain't lost their mind and want 75% because you're not getting that shit. The same with food stamps. If you're selling food stamps, it's for 50. It's for half off. You're not getting, no. You're not giving me a set bundle price. No, you're not.
Bundle price is
crazy. No, it's craziness. You're losing your mind. I mean, I get it because times are tough for everybody across the board. I understand. Well, yeah,
but that's everybody, including the people buying the stuff from you, too.
This is still fraud. You do fraud the right way. This is still fraud at the end of the day.
There's still a standard.
Yes.
I respect that.
Yeah. You're not changing what the prices have always been. You're just not. I want to know where the gas station boosters are because we used to have those. Meet me at the pump. I'll fill you up for like 40. It used to be like $40. I was talking about that last episode. No one's called me.
No one.
So...
How would you, you know,
I think times are so tough, maybe they're keeping it for themselves.
That would make more sense.
It does.
A bunch of it like
and I can't be mad at that.
No.
Yeah.
I wish times weren't so tough.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been rough.
I don't want to be so serious, you know?
I just want to be silly.
I want some whimsy. I need whimsy.
I want some Where's silliness. The whimsy? Some partying.
Exactly.
Yeah, some fun. Bring back it. Fun.
That's why you're having a birthday party.
I am, guys. Last minute. I'll let you guys know where and when.
Let's do it.
I got to have some kind of birthday.
You have to do
some
it.
Some kind of fun.
We have to celebrate things.
We do.
We're running out of like
time.
Not running out.
We are.
As soon as I said that, time I'm like, and money that and gas. Terrible.
We're running out of all the above.
I just feel like we're being forced to just work and work and work and like.
Yeah.
All the time because everything's so fucking expensive and everybody's so stressed out. We don't celebrate shit. I just want to like go out and just like laugh and celebrate and see everybody and like.
Yeah. Take some pictures.
Take some pictures. Yeah. Post on Instagram.
Make like some bad decisions. Yeah.
You know?
Live a little.
Live a steal. Fucking little.
I don't know. I don't know.
You know what? Hell yeah.
We need to do some shit. Live on the edge a little bit. I don't know. Get your thrills where you can. That's so my motto.
Fuck up an Airbnb. I've never got to do that as an adult.
What?
Fuck up an Airbnb.
Me either.
You know?
No.
Well, those rich people like Airbnb, they're like, this Airbnb is $10,000 a night.
I know.
I'm like, oh, fuck that shit up.
People are having getting those and then having big parties and charging lots of money and fees to perform and getting the whole shit paid for. Like, we should do that. Summer's upon us.
That is true.
I don't know. But
I don't know how to do any of that, but okay.
I can't do it in my name. If somebody else can rent it, I can't rent it in my name because I'll be banned for
I'm
life.
I'm not renting shit in my name.
Yeah. If somebody else could get us one, I could throw a damn party.
You know what? Okay. I'm not putting it in my name, but you know what?
Yeah, but we
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, let's do it. It's possible. We can plan a good time. I just need help getting the spot. Or if you have a spot. I'll bring security.
You should throw a party.
Yeah.
You gotta throw a party.
Just for old times.
Yes. And I'm gonna show up like my old self.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That'll be fun. Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
Wasn't she so fun? I miss that.
Yeah.
You guys have no idea.
And we could get cute and dress up. Yeah. It sounds good today. We'll see how I feel tomorrow.
Very true.
Yeah.
Ugh, tomorrow's my Thursday.
The week is almost over. I'm happy.
What are you doing this weekend?
I don't have no plans. What are you doing? Maybe we could hit the gym this week sometime. Okay. And maybe we could do something cute this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
With or without the kids?
Either. Mm. I'm good with either.
I don't really think I have a choice. I think I'm just going to... My girl, she's with
me. Yeah. All right. We can plan something with them. No flashlights. No scotch tape.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Just something innocently fun.
Okay. Maybe we can go back to that for just a second.
Okay. I'm telling the truth. If you search it, I'm telling the truth.
I'm not going to search that.
Middle of the night, I was just scrolling, reading. Like, it's real.
Where were you reading that at?
I don't know.
Fucking rotten.com.
No, multiple websites and groups and
of all people saying of their grandmothers when they were
videos. And yeah, like it's a thing. I don't know if it started with people around livestock and it was more common to like be exposed like to shit like that. Shit. Yeah, like that. And or people that grew up around a lot of pets, or I don't know, but like as far as the getting worms and deworming, yes, everywhere.
That's a fact. That's everywhere. For sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
But the butthole thing, the butthole inspection.
No. And then also the eating the butthole. I think that guy was just a freak.
I'm going to search more into him because I really don't think it was satire. And I really think he was like, you maybe it was satire. Okay, I don't know. I can't say it wasn't, but he's like, you know, when he said the worms make you do weird shit, I was like, okay, I read that a lot.
Yeah.
It makes you act erratic. It makes you cognitive issues, create weird cravings. That all checks out. Craving butthole.
Butthole's crazy.
Eating ass. Or maybe even transmitting it that way. Because you know you get pink eye and all kind of shit from like butthole play. It's like
you eat somebody's butt and then the worms crawl into your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds like some zombie shit. Like I've seen that zombie movie a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Fuck. If that's real.
It just all sounds likely to me.
If that's real, we are fucked. 100%.
Fucked.
If people are running around eating each other's asses and then getting worms.
I believe it.
That's the end of the world type of like, that's how the world
is. I was convinced. I got to find the video. I was, whatever he was saying, I was like, yes, that sounds like
don't search
like
that video up no more.
Yeah.
Don't Google that no more.
I put it in my notes. I was like, we got to stop this shit. We got to get a hold on these worms and fucking stop it. Yeah. I don't know. You guys.
We're living in crazy times.
Crazy ain't even the word. Like, we can't afford to be here. And we're working ourselves to death and we still are about to run out of gas and shit.
And my thing is, it's like when we run out of gas, what is the expectation? Because, okay, like, fine, we run out of gas, right? Okay, cool. What is then the expectation? Because we've built our, like, whole entire survival around cars and, like, getting from one place to another. Yeah. Like, are you guys just going to let us sit the fuck down now? Because if we run out of gas and then I don't have to go anyplace else, okay, cool. But, like, what's the expectation?
I don't know. And I just hope that these idiots are prepared. Like, you're causing all of this shit, so I hope you have a solution in mind.
They don't.
If it gets to this point.
I have to go buy a gun because I really feel like it's going to hit a crazy rock bottom.
You need to anyway because the gun laws here keep
changing
all the time. Yeah. So I think you need to anyway. For sure. We could go together.
Okay.
I got my eye on a new one. So we like you got to take care of that
because I'm just like it's going to get crazy really soon. When I went to the gas station the other day, it was $6.69 and people were like in line to like fill up gas tanks and shit like they knew something I didn't
like they knew
which apparently they did because I didn't know we were about to run out of the gas.
I've been hearing about rich people building bunkers and shit for like the last 5 years.
Well, yeah, I've been hearing
so it's that. Like they know something. They do.
This has gotten very
bunkers
dark.
Ain't cheap. People ain't just building them for fun. I think they got a heads up on something.
It's fucking worms. It's the worms. I think you're right.
I think I am.
I think you're right. I think it's a butthole eating epidemic and everybody.
If it all comes down to the worms, that's going to be crazy.
That's going
to
be fucking insane. Well, because it's like that show. Oh, that's a nice bedtime. It's like that show, The Last of Us, and they were like, they had like mushrooms that made them all batshit crazy. Mm. Have you seen that show?
Mm-mm.
I love end of the world apocalyptic type of like sci-fi shows.
It That's scares a good one. Me.
Well, now that you said because something about worms.
Because it feels too possible.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, now that you said something about worms, it reminds me of that show because in that show, it was like mushrooms that adapted to climate change. So right now, those mushrooms can like take over a like bug or something's brain. They can't do it to a human because humans are too warm. But because climate change, they started being able to do that in the show.
And what that sounds very likely to me. Anyways. Totally possible. Yeah.
Anyways, great show. It was based on a video game. Now it's on HBO.
I need to check that out. That sounds good.
It's scary.
And very possible.
It's scary. You research too much stuff. I don't think you should.
I'm just going to deep dive in something else and believe it. And scare all of us.
We'll keep you posted on that.
Yeah. Well, you have plans for this weekend? Are you ready to make some?
I'm ready to make some.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be in touch. Okay.
Yeah. But we really don't have anything to do. So.
Okay.
Yeah. She was talking about, she mentioned peas earlier. And I was telling her, I was like, she was like, well, is her daughter going to be there? I was like, no.
Or you would be coming, girl. Yeah.
I was like, no, it's for adults only. She's like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
You wouldn't be left out. Yeah. She got jelly. Yeah, we got to get them together. That'll be cute.
That'll be very fun. So, yeah, let's do that this weekend. Saturday or Sunday is good. Sunday is Mother's Day.
Oh, it is.
What are you doing? What are you doing for Mother's Day? We can plan something for Saturday. But,
yeah. Something. I don't know. Probably dinner. Maybe forcing them to the movies that night or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to figure it out. But yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming.
Absolutely.
I always love hanging with you. And yeah, I'll keep you updated on the worms.
Oh, gosh.
The worms and the I'm zombies scared. And the gas.
I'm going to go check my butt.
I'm going to just send you a flashlight to your house. No explanation. No, right no. Now. I just send you a big industrial flashlight.
Oh, God. What if my butt gets itchy? I'm so scared. That was insane. Like, the longer we talked about it, the more I'm like, I don't know, man.
Just do worms a quick would
explain
search.
So much of everything happening right now.
If you could just blame it on the worms. Like, it makes a lot of sense. Men should do that
right. You should just dose the water with whatever that dewormer Paragard. Was, which we were talking about, and everything. It'll just, like, lift up and be lighter.
And
like,
we all are happier and fucking not acting
Gas
weird.
Gas goes down. Nobody's getting murdered. Everyone's Our president getting along. Is, like, normal
no more
again.
War. That's a solution.
World peace. Just detox the worms.
I bet. All right. I bet Let's we would plan be a happier that this society. Weekend. Yeah, we're going to start that. So I'll get you a bottle. When I get mine.
Why do you have to start with that? You know what? Yeah.
When I get mine, okay. We'll cheers and we'll do it together for my birthday. Guys, get your fucking Paragard. All right. I love you. Please leave me a nice, kind review. Subscribe, join Patreon, hang out with me in the chat, all the good stuff. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.